Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan. It's brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, we're back, baby. We're back. The Chiefs are the best team in the NFL. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, hey, it does help when the opponent implodes. That's always a good thing. But no, the Chiefs look great. Got a little swagger back, which is nice. And now they have another island game, not until Monday, obviously against Jacksonville. So It's certainly looking a lot better today than it was a couple weeks ago when it was like they suck, it's over, they're not gonna win anything ever again and all that stuff. So it was a nice weekend, a nice mini revival, and as an added bonus, it does look like the Baltimore Ravens are completely unraveling, which is supposedly one of the teams you're gonna have to, we thought at the beginning of the year, you look at the upper echelon of the AFC, we thought, well, Cincinnati's gonna be good. Baltimore's going to be good. Right now, as we talk here heading into week 5, neither one of them is that good. So those are two heavyweight teams, supposedly, certainly the Ravens, who are not there. You know, this really opens things up for those Pittsburgh. Like, Pittsburgh is set up yet again in that division. So, but the Chiefs, big picture in the AFC, Chargers also lost to the Giants, which helps out the Chiefs immensely. Like, that's a bad loss for the Chargers, so that helps the Chiefs out. So things are definitely trending the right direction, obviously.
And the Chargers are getting injured. Teams around the league are losing quarterbacks, and the Chiefs are getting healthy. It's amazing what Xavier Worthy did. It makes you wonder, man, once they get Rashee Rice back, how good this offense can be.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and the Chargers with their injury, like Joe Alt's the big one, right? That tackle, Mr. Play and Plug and Play, and he's out. That's going to screw things up for them. So yeah, it's like ships passing that. Now, the big test, to me, I think Jacksonville is actually going to be a tough game for the Chiefs. I don't think that's going to be a rollover game for the Chiefs. Jacksonville is not a good team, but they don't suck. They're somewhere in the middle, and they actually have some pretty good defensive numbers in Jacksonville. So we'll see what happens in that one. But the Chiefs have their guys, which it appears they're getting, they have them back, and they're getting more back. So they should be in good shape for that one.
Speaking of guys or teams that don't have their guys, tonight your Rams take on the San Francisco 49ers, and it's going to seem all too familiar with Sky Moore, MVS, DeMarcus Robinson as the wide receivers 1 through 3 in this game. Ben, I got to think, right? Like, we just put half the mortgage on the Rams tonight in this Thursday night football game?
Yeah, Dusty. Although when it looks that easy, though, I usually get burned by that. Yeah, so it looks like, yeah, the Rams should win this game. This should be like a 31-10 type game. Like the Rams, the last couple years, their whole agenda with Sean McVay has been to get more physical, but they really did that to go against the 49ers because the Niners used to kick their tail all the time. And so the Rams, they match up well with them when they're healthy, the 49ers. And you're right, Kittle's not playing, Purdy's not playing. Obviously, Nick Bosa's out for the year. The good news is there's a baseball game going on at the same time. So if the game is as bad as we think it's going to be, the Rams are going to slay the 49ers. You just flip over to watch the Yankees and the Red Sox, if that's your jam.
But why do your Dodgers ruin it for everybody? Like, we could have had four game threes tonight.
Yep.
And unfortunately, those freaking Dodgers, man, they ruin everything. Everything the Dodgers do for baseball, they squish it.
Well, you know, really, Dusty, you should be upset with the Mets. That the if the Mets had gotten in, you would have gotten a game three. And the Cincinnati Reds, the fact that they made the playoffs, if I owned the Mets, I'd fire everyone that team beat out the Mets to get in the playoffs. They've got one guy, Ellie De La Cruz. That's it. And they made it in. And, yeah, I've been sparring, Dusty, with my Dodger guys because they're like, oh, the Dodgers are so back. I'm like, no, their bullpen's terrible. You just beat up. You don't celebrate beating up the weakling, which is what Cincinnati is. But it would have been a perfect day. It is tied, though. I'm sure you guys saw the numbers. Tied for the most in baseball history, the most elimination games in one day. 1981 was the last time, a million years ago.
Well, and then that was the strike year, too. So they had, like, the first half versus the second half season type stuff. So you actually had more playoffs that year. But this is great for baseball. I mean, you've got the Yankees-Red Sox in primetime tonight and Aaron Judge on the stage. I mean, he's hitting .500 in the postseason, yet people still don't think he's doing enough. I think Aaron Judge has more pressure on him than any athlete in the United States of America to win a championship.
Yeah, well, the whole Yankee aura, you've got to win. You're not a real Yankee if you don't win the World Series. You're like a pretend Yankee if you don't win. And he is going to get killed, Bob, because you're not paying. He's hit a lot of singles here these couple games against the Red Sox. They're paying him to hit home runs. So if he's not hitting home runs, they're like, well, we're not paying you to be a slap hitter. We're paying you to hit home runs. And then, like all the games, the storylines are wonderful. Like the Padres traded their entire minor league system to get the super pen in San Diego. And if they lose to the Cubs today, holy cannoli, man. They traded all of their minor league players. And then the Detroit Tigers, if they can't beat the worst offensive team in the history of the playoffs, the Cleveland Guardians, what an indictment on that operation in Detroit. So, like, every one of these has got really juicy storylines. But the big one is obviously, as you said, the Yankees and the Red Sox. And in the past, we would say, well, someone's going to lose their job. If the Yankees lose, I'm done with Aaron Boone. They could lose. Red Sox could win that game 14-0 tonight, and Aaron Boone's going to still have a job. He's got nothing to worry about. Aaron Boone will be there because he's just a middle manager.
When you look at these baseball playoffs and you think about all these matchups, is it set up for failure or set up for success when you have these sort of games today where there's game 3, then obviously there's the lull, there's the day off, and then everything continues on Saturday. Good, yes, because today is awesome. But think about the matchups after today, right? Like, you don't get Yankees-Boston winner goes to the ALCS. It's just like the winner of this game just goes on, and it's like Seattle, and then it's, you know, those teams in the other rounds. But is this obviously a good with the bad, or am I just kind of, you know, being the old man in the room?
Well, you're such an old guy. You got to be young like me and Bob, Dusty. I don't know what you're doing, this old man boomer radio and all that stuff. No, you're saying it's like NASCAR where they have the Daytona 500 and then no one pays attention for like 3 months or whatever, like in NASCAR racing, like something like that. We're heading down a road where we could have Cleveland and Seattle on one side, and then, you know, Toronto's obviously going to play the Yankees or the Red Sox and the other. But there is a scenario where you get like the Mariners and the Blue Jays in the ALCS, which, you know, we'll talk about it, but it's not going to get you all, you know, warm and fuzzy watching that. So, yeah, I mean, it's not ideal to have the Red Sox and Yankees play in the first round, but it beats the alternative of one of them missing the playoffs, which would have, you know, that was on the table the way things were going the last month of the year.
Yeah, and you're right about the Mets, too, like failing. There's nothing better for me in sports than watching the Mets fail. I just love it. I think because maybe every national, you know, ESPNer and whatnot, they're all Met fans, they're all Jet fans. And to see those stupid people who pick against the Chiefs all the time continue to root for the Mets and Jets, it just makes me smile when the Mets lose. There's nothing better in sports for me, and especially a collapse like they had, too.
Yeah, well, it's that whole New York bravado, like they're better than everybody. Every year it's the same thing. Like, and you'd think at some point they'd roll it back a little bit and say, make a hasty retreat, like maybe this is not working out for us. But they hype everything is bigger and better and greater and all that stuff. And then they go out there, and I love the Mets this year. It's so perfect. They talk about the Mets season. When Juan Soto was not living up to what we thought he was, the Mets had the greatest record. They were the top team in the National League, or the second best record. He started getting his stats, and the Mets collapsed. Like, there's a direct, if you look at the Venn diagram, there's a direct correlation between Juan Soto getting great, sexy stats and the Mets not winning. And I haven't heard a lot of people bring that up. Like, it's rather obvious. Like, he started getting great numbers, and they were losing these games. It was wild. But, yeah, it's always fun. And in the Mets, there's another example. This is, again, old guys will complain about this, but when I was a kid, if you underachieved as much as the Mets, you fired the manager. They said the guy's coming back. Like, okay, so you're telling me the manager doesn't do anything. When you make that decision, you're saying the manager is just there, and he just talks to the beat writers, and that's all he does. Fine. Okay, good.
Been moving things along to the NFL for this weekend. I think it's interesting because there's a couple of matchups that really intrigue me. Obviously, being in Kansas City, we're excited for Monday Night Football against Marilyn Manson / Macaulay Culkin at quarterback in Jacksonville. But the two games that really intrigue me this weekend is Denver at Philly and New England at Buffalo, right? Those two games are, to me, the intriguing games because of two different reasons. One, and I'm interested to know what you think about this, because one is New England, right? Like, we saw the video last week of Vrabel outside the locker room holding the football like he's getting ready to run 20 yards down the field and shaking every single player's hand, kind of showing everyone, really good job on his part with the media, knowing the camera's right behind his shoulder, kind of showing everybody that there's a new era in New England, that the Patriot way is back. Meanwhile, you have the team that's allowed the fewest points in Denver playing Philadelphia, who's kind of done what the Chiefs did last year, right? They've won by, you know, squeaks and cracks and stuff in the system, but they're winning. They're the best team in football. They're winning games. That's what they're supposed to do. But that Denver defense has allowed the fewest points, and that Philadelphia offense is struggling. What game, in your opinion, has more interest in it? New England, Buffalo, or Philadelphia and Denver?
We're all going to be watching the Patriots and Bills because it's the Sunday night game. But I'm more interested in the Broncos. I saw the Broncos in person against the Chargers last week, and they looked, or 2 weeks ago, I guess now, but they looked really, really good. They should have won that game. The Broncos, the two games, the Indianapolis game, they screwed up. They a bunch of, on the special teams, and then the game with the Chargers. So those should have, could have, would have been wins. And, like, I don't really care. Like, the Monday night game last week, the Bengals didn't show up, so you don't really put any stock into that. This should be a loss. I think the Broncos are good enough to beat the Eagles. As you said, the Eagles have been doing this weird dance where they've been tiptoeing around landmines in Philadelphia, and this has the trimmings of a loss and a big-time win for the Broncos, which obviously won't help the Chiefs out necessarily, because that'll, you look at that down the line. But that's pretty good. And like, I don't think the Patriots are good enough to beat the Bills, but I do think they're good enough to make it a fourth-quarter game, which – I'm there for it. I want to see the game. Make Josh Allen have to make some plays in the fourth quarter in Buffalo, and let's see him do it in a close game, not another blowout. The Bills, actually, last week, I thought they underachieved. They did beat the Saints, but that game, that should have been a blowout last week. The fact the Saints kind of hung around, I was like, what is that?
All right, Ben, before we let you go, is Lamar hurt? Did Lamar quit? What is your take on Lamar and what's going on in Baltimore?
Well, my boots on the ground in Baltimore, initially everyone was like, well, he just didn't want to get back in because the game was a blowout and all that. But now they're claiming that he is actually hurt. Now, whether he's hurt or hurt, like, kind of milking it, we'll see. It's weird because Harbaugh has been very vague about it. I know everyone's vague about injuries in the NFL, but you have to, because of gambling, you have to announce whether these guys are playing or not. And it's just been like tap dancing around it. And so I'm going to go that he is hurt, but it's not like a big-time injury. It's just a minor thing.
Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy week 5 of the NFL, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That is Ben Maller, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty.
One word.
First name is Blank, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
1, 2, 3.
Oatmeal raisin.
Let's do it. One word on a Friday Eve.
Got a lot of good sports today, guys.
It's a great day. Your day starts at noon and doesn't end till midnight. Yes. I mean, this is a 12-hour sports day. I'm very excited about that. There's no tennis practice, so my older daughter can drive my younger daughter home.
So you're locked in.
I'm having a nice lunch today with two former co-workers of mine that used to be here, two lovely ladies that are retired now. We're going to Nick and Jake's today. See you down there.
Nice. That's a classy joint, Nick and Jake's.
I know,
baby.
For me. And they're like, Nick and Jake's? I'm like, I got to wear a shirt.
I'll do the salmon salad.
But they have a great salmon salad.
Who doesn't, though? Yeah, I mean that hits every time, man.
Red Robin.
Easy, baby.
Yum.
Yum. All right, one word. I got to do it. Let's start with the baseball, right, guys? Let's just do wild card game three.
It's just
one
baseball.
Word.
You don't have to say the...
Wild card game three is outstanding. Yes, it's true. You don't say the, the MLB. It sounds stupid.
The
Major League Baseball.
You just say sour cream.
Yeah, you just say sour.
Do you have sour cream? You don't say you have the sour cream. I feel attacked.
Yeah, what was the question?
Baseball.
Baseball game three.
Red Sox Yankees.
Exciting. All game threes. Exciting, fun. Like, if you're a sports fan, you probably think to yourself, I'm not a big it's game seven, man. Like, it's game seven. It's everything's on the line in three baseball games today. It doesn't get much better than that. Elimination games in any sport are epic.
My one word is judge. The singles are cute. The hit/error, it's cute. They don't pay you to hit singles, Aaron. You're in New York. You know this sort of thing. Could you imagine
if this
game is 2-2, bottom nine, Goldschmidt gets on, Judge steps up, there's a drive, away back, Aaron Judge. I mean, I know that I'm hard. I know that he's got to win a World Series. But by God, this shuts a lot of people off. He hits a game-winning home run to send them on in the playoffs and send Boston losing.
It's something different about
Boston and New York. So my one word is judge. Let's see it.
How about Shador Sanders yesterday pantomiming an interview after Dylan Gabriel named the starter? I would play the audio, but there was none. He just mouthed his answers to the reporters. One word.
Immature. He's too immature to play in the NFL. He's too immature to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. That dude needs to grow up. There should be classes that you can take. Maybe I'll start this,
Maybe he's a Toys R Us kid.
He could be, yeah. But there should be classes you can take on how to act like an adult. Things that you need to do, like after college, you should have a year class of how to be an adult, because this guy needs that kind of class. He's not an adult. He's only 23, I get it. But, man, you've been around enough now to know you've got to be more mature than that. That's stupid by him.
My one word was just odd. Like, I get it. Like, people say stuff about you and do all this stuff, but, like, you can also take the high road. You could also just be, like, Marshawn Lynch. Not necessarily, I'm just here so I don't get fined, but you could also just be, like, I support Dylan. I think Dylan's great. I think he's going to do just fine. Do you think you should be the starter? It's not my decision. Stuff like that.
Yeah, or just don't show up. Like, the PR team needs to say, you know what, when we have open locker room, Shador, sorry, you can't go in there till the reporters leave. Because they all gravitate, as they should. They're all going to gravitate, to Shador Sanders. He's the story. He's the needle mover. You and I were kind of talking last night about Jazz Chisholm. And Dusty says, guarantee you, he talks to the media. I go, you know what? The media should ignore him. Not only did Jazz Chisholm talk to the media, he did the post-game on-field interview, and then he went to the podium.
Gosh.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
so he was the hero last night. He saved the run at second base and then scored the go-ahead run in the eighth inning.
And there's no denying that, right? There's absolutely no denying that. But if one night you're going to be a guy that looks through his clothes, and then the next night you're doing on-field interviews with, Buster Rhymes or whoever that was, and then you've got, the post-game podium literally 24 hours after you refuse to speak to the media.
Chisholm is gonna start in center field.
I like the haunted house from I Think You Should Leave.
Yeah, 100%.
We can do whatever we want. We can say whatever the hell we want. Chisholm.
All right, let's go over to Lamar Jackson. We're going to talk about this in 30 minutes or so, just about the weirdness.
Chaz Chisholm.
of this situation. He was week to week, or 2 to 3 weeks now. He's week to week. He might play. He won't play. He will play. One word on this Lamar Jackson situation.
Over. And by over, I mean over in Baltimore. This seems like one of those moves where you're like, I'm out. I'm done. A lot of people have been talking about the relationship ending in Baltimore between Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. That's kind of the sense I got.
Yep.
And as much as I love Lamar, I'm really disappointed in Lamar. You're the quarterback of the team. Your team's getting beat. you need to be out there with your team.
Yeah, confusing would be my one word, because I mean, again, it's however you want to spin it. Did he quit on his team? Did he really get hurt? Are they saving face and being like, I think we can beat this team without Houston? Can't afford to lose, so that doesn't make sense. Maybe he really is hurt. I don't know. It's just he's not gonna. He didn't practice yesterday. We'll see what happens today. Chance he plays Sunday, 70%.
Yeah, I agree with that. 49ers Rams tonight. There's no Brock Purdy. There's no Juwan Jennings. There's no Ricky Pearsall. George Kittle's still not in.
Brandon Ayuk's still out.
Brandon Ayuk's still
Brock
hurt.
Brock Purdy's still out.
Yeah, one word. 49ers Rams.
Closer. Because I do think this game will be closer than it should be. When you think you got it figured out in the NFL, we don't. And so I'm going to look at this one just like the Giants-Saints type of game. No way the Giants should win that game. They did. I'm looking at
Chargers.
This. Chargers, yes. I've looked at the Saints this week. They're closer. I think this game is going to be closer than we think. This is an opportunity for a lot of players out there to get a chance to play that don't normally get an opportunity to play. Let's see what they can do. So I think it's going to be closer than we think.
My one word would be mortgage. Put your mortgage on the Rams. Take the 8.5, or as Steve said, FanDuel is 7.5.
I love the juxtaposition there.
It's going to be a blowout. It's going to be a boring game. That's why the Dodgers should have not won last night, so we actually get to watch an entertaining elimination game instead of a game that a team has already been eliminated.
Which one? Oh, San Francisco.
Yeah, they're injured, man.
Yeah,
just,
they're so injured.
That's a lot of big name injured players.
But that coach in San Francisco is not bad, right?
No,
Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, Kyle
what
Shanahan's
were you saying
great.
During the break, Mac? Like him and McVay, obviously, are friends and whatnot. Kind of a rivalry.
Big
for
rivalry
those two,
between those
you know?
Two.
So
I mean, this is a rivalry game.
Yeah, that's why I always look at like I go, it should be a lot bigger than it is. I think the game's going to be closer. I do. I think it's going to be one of those close games. And look, LA may pull it out with 4 minutes to go or something like that. But you're going to look at yourself and go, why are they in this game? You know, why are the 49ers in this game?
Yeah, this is the battle of the whiz kid. No, I'm the better whiz kid.
Right.
No, I'm the better play caller. You know, that whole thing.
Well, there's only one answer. It is Sean McVay. I mean, he's won the Super Bowl.
Is the one word for this game chiefed? A, to be chiefed to watch it. Two, Sky Moore, MVS, and Marcus Robinson, the wide receivers for the Niners.
It's crazy.
Like, if you are watching this game, you left the garage. Yeah.
My mom says to try the shrimp and grits at Nick and Jake's.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
One word.
Is your mom
going
to be there with her friend? I mean, invite them over too.
Easy.
Hey, as many ladies as I can get around me in the booth, I'm good with it.
Is Jackson Dart's mother going to be there?
Oh, wow. That's, I mean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
That's a different
game
story.
Over,
I know I'm old because I'm looking at moms now.
I've always looked at moms.
I've always looked at moms, though. I've always
no problem with that.
I've always liked older women.
There's a reason why I was called Eddie Haskell around all my friends.
Yeah, my mother-in-law says that about me, too, sometimes. Sometimes you're like Eddie Haskell.
Damn right. They last longer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.